Some disturbing allegations from a teacher in our area this week. Is there a reminder that you never know people the way that you think you know people? Because unfortunately, this is something that almost everyone will have to reckon with at some point in their adult lives. Mm. That someone you had as a kid, someone you may have liked, someone that may have had an influence on you, someone that you would have never imagined could do something like this in a million years, all of a sudden has their face all over the news. And it makes you wonder what you missed or what you could have never thought they were capable of at that age.
I mean, some things just run silent and deep.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. A Victor High School teacher has been charged with rape after an investigation by several law enforcement offices out in Ontario County. And authorities say 66-year-old David Porter did this to a person under the age of 17 years old. According to the allegations, police say it happened recently. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
When the district was notified of the investigation, Porter was immediately put on leave by the district. The investigation is ongoing. I want to make sure. Never mind on that. But I will say this.
What's that?
We do have to tell you at this point because, you know, we are a show doing news here. Right now, these are just allegations.
Yeah.
And we wait and see what happens with this story over the next couple of months. So, unfortunately, when it comes to teachers, school employees, it's not like these stories are uncommon anymore. And we don't know how long this guy has been teaching in our area at that school, but he is 66 years old.
Yeah, it's an older cat.
Not crazy to think it's been a while.
Yeah.
But getting away from this specific story, every time something like this shows up in the news, there are now a new group of people that have to reckon with something that is not fun.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a teacher back in the day that all of a sudden is facing some kind of allegation like this, there are two questions that you immediately ask yourself.
What do you say?
One, what did I miss in this person that a kid could have revealed?
Back in the day.
I'm sorry. What did I miss as a kid?
Yeah,
yes, back in the day. That could have revealed what this person may have done. And two, how did none of us see anything that would have tipped us off that this person maybe had something going on?
Yeah.
I mean, is that not the first reaction?
But, you know, back in my day, like, if I go back, I mean, Jesus Christ, man. If I start to think about it, everybody looks guilty.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Well, and here's the thing. I don't mean, like, start to question who may have done something like this. I mean, like, when it's a specific
person
that you may have had. Because, Kimmy, it does feel like at this point, everybody has had an experience where a teacher or a school employee that they had when they were in school has shown up in the news or in a story facing allegations.
I mean, I don't know of a school district that hasn't had this out there at some point, right? Especially within like the last, 10, 15 years?
Yeah. I mean, you've dealt with it. You've dealt with it.
Yeah. And even like, so my brother... My oldest brother, his college roommate, they've been friends forever. You know, they both now live in South Florida. I forgot. He ended up, this guy was a principal.
Okay.
Yeah.
He ended up marrying one of his students. But when they first started like hanging out, like, she was like 16. And he was married.
Oh my.
Had two kids.
Yeah.
Started dating this girl. He ended up marrying her. And they went like 40 years. Married, he's still with her, and like when I and I forgot, my brother was mentioning him the other day, and I go, hey, isn't he the guy? And my brother goes, yeah, Jack, yeah, he had a as he put it, because he had a couple of years where he kind of went off the rails.
Oh, okay.
off the rails. Yes,
all right,
as a principal in a school.
Okay.
And I also feel like in a lot of stories we talk about and a lot of personal stories we know from ourselves and other people, a lot of the teachers that were accused of those things were very well-liked teachers.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole charm of it,
right? Which also makes it, I think, harder for people to wrap their heads around because they don't want to believe it.
And that's just it. Like, Kimmy, when you see this teacher that you had back in the day or whatever, when they show up in the news, you look back at that interaction with that teacher that you had. And you think about how they treated you, and you think about how they treated your classmates, and you start to wonder, right? Like, Kimmy, one, was there anything going on while I was there, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe someone was too afraid to come forward. Or, and two, like, Could I have been the one that was like, wait a minute, this something is weird here, but yeah. I was either too young or I didn't want to see it at the time?
Right. Who would have listened to you?
That's another.
Because you had no evidence.
Well, and if they made school enjoyable for you, it was kind of one of those.
Yeah, you liked that guy.
You looked forward to, you know, that class or that interactions with that teacher.
But it is funny, like the generational difference here. And I understand why this happens because, you know, you say, you know, you had no evidence. Who's going to listen to you? And at your time, that was true. Where Kimmy, if there was ever a suspicion where or somebody felt uncomfortable when we were kids, that was going to be taken very seriously. Yeah.
I like to think so. I think that it's even like administration is better with that now than they even were when we were kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're, I mean, yeah, the lessons we've learned over all these decades of things that were right there under people's faces.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this Victor High School teacher facing horrific charges involving a 17-year-old girl. And getting away from that story, like, it does seem like now every single person has had an experience where someone they know from back in the day had at the school, an employee at the school, whatever, is now facing allegations. And it causes you to have to reckon with this interaction you had with this person. What did you miss? How did they treat you? I mean, to Kimmy's point, there are also folks who will go the other way. Folks who had such a great experience with a teacher that they'll come to their defense immediately.
Sure, because that's their normal, though. I mean, that was their experience. And I can't belittle them for their opinion because that was their experience.
Okay, but there's a difference between I enjoyed this teacher and I enjoyed this teacher so they can't be guilty of what they're accused of. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you see that. You see that happen.
Yeah.
Where people will go, there's no way they could have done this.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I would be, you know.
I know. But I also don't want to turn into that guy like my dad. You know, hey, shows up to school with a guitar and a goddamn ponytail. You know he's touching kids.
No, but
I don't want to
like
be that guy
overly
either.
Suspicious, you're saying?
No, I'm not.
Because that would be my dad, you know.
I'm not.
He wears sandals and socks. He's probably a communist.
Or works at Kodak.
Yes.
No, like, I get where you're coming from there. And that's not what I'm saying.
But I don't want, but I understand that.
You are kind of that guy already, though.
But I don't want to turn into that guy even worse.
Okay. No, I mean, look, Kimmy makes a great point earlier that the relationship between a teacher and a student can be life changing.
Oh, sure.
Right? Like, yeah. I mean, we all have those teachers that, like, inspired us or believed in us when nobody else did. Everybody but Tommy, we've talked about this.
Where, there are some kids that needed those teachers to pass school.
Yes, exactly. So, right? So,
you
shouldn't make an assumption that every teacher that's going to take an interest in, you know, specific kids getting over a hump somewhere is that person.
Right.
But at the same time, right, like, no, and I'm not even saying, like, be suspicious of them. It's just trying to wrap your head around the idea that someone could affect you positively and have this terrible thing that they were doing at the same time.
Yeah.
It doesn't logically equate
But they're
together.
A Jekyll and Hyde individual, right? They only show you what they want to show you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then they live this secret life on the other side.
No, you're right. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Marty. Hey, Marty, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. We got it.
So, going back to that subject, I don't know if you remember a few years back that teacher, what was her name? I think it was like Christine Jewel Belusio from Olympia that ended up having a relationship with like...
a relationship. Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I actually had a few interactions with her, and after the news came out, I kind of looked at oh, wow. It's kind of affected the way that it kind of changed the way I looked at her and the way that I, you know, felt about her for a while. Because I was like, the few interactions I had with her was just like, it was small and minute, but at the same time, it's like, I'm looking at it and I'm like, man, this probably could have happened to me if I wasn't careful enough.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I get where you're coming from there. Like, you start to
see interactions differently.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, Marty, and I'm not trying to say what you were feeling was wrong. We also have these weird tendencies to look back and see things that maybe weren't there individually with us because now we're making assumptions about absolutely everything.
Much into
it. Exactly.
That's true. I mean, but yeah, it was just one of those things where it was like, oh, the news came out, and then it's like, then you start to piece together. It's like, okay, well, who could she have flirted around with? Who could she have been messing around with? Who? All these things play out in your head, and it's like, oh wow, it could have been me.
Sure. All right, Marty, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I never had that thought.
What? You could have been.
Could have been, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, but it's pretty rare, I guess, that we don't talk a lot about stories of female teachers, so maybe you can't wrap your head around it
because
it's not a situation that you think you've ever found yourself in.
Maybe you're right.
It's pretty rare that we see it. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but don't see it.
Yeah.
Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Again, talking about the allegations a 66-year-old teacher from Victor is facing involving a 17-year-old girl. He's been suspended. Bill writes us on Facebook. I'm not saying the guy is innocent, but suspending him during the investigation does make him seem guilty before he's convicted. What happened until innocent until proven guilty? What's the alternative?
Yeah. Just hang out and watch yourself. No, you got to pull him out.
I mean, it's the only way to ensure that everybody's going to be
safe.
And
that's for him, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, that's a good point.
How do you do your job?
That's
right.
That's a good point.
Because now you can't, you're dead in the water, so you got to get him out of there.
Yeah. All right. More Facebook messages coming in. Lisa writes us, what is worse is how teachers just used to get moved around. If a school caught wind of something wrong, they'd just fire them for something else, and they'd be working at another school in no time. She's not wrong.
Well, yeah, that was back in the day. Yeah.
But
there was a lot of institutions that pulled that move.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I also don't know even now, unless like your face is in the news for something like this. I don't know how many teachers are let go under suspicion that don't get jobs in other places.
You're saying it still could be happening?
I think it still could be, especially if they decide to teach out of state or something like that. The further away they get from it, maybe the more they can still hop around. I don't know, I guess, how far that investigation would have to go for them to actually, for their career to come to a halt.
I mean, to Kimmy's point, I know I was in school 20, 25 years ago, but I know for a fact that happened with two teachers that I had at one point.
Yeah. They came from someplace else.
Well, no.
They were told to leave.
Don't know if they ended up teaching somewhere else, but, names never made it in the papers. Charges were never filed.
Sure, they're doing fine in Florida.
Oh, man. And that's just, that's, yeah.
All bad people go to Florida.
Yeah. Now, we're getting a whole bunch of stuff about why don't you do background checks. They do. Like, if there's nothing there.
But, yeah, right, if until something convicted. Pops.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, it's one of those weird things where you want to give the benefit of the doubt to somebody. And, as we say this, right? 99.9% of these teachers never get involved in anything like this. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing that sucks is you have these discussions and all of a sudden everyone's looking suspiciously.
Feel like they have to back off a little from helping out a kid because they don't want it to be seen a certain way.
Yeah.
Yes, but I mean, that could also affect a relationship they have with a kid that could be a positive down the road, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have parents that look at every teacher suspiciously, which is the wrong way to be, but then again, at the same time, you do have to at least have some kind of caution.
Pay attention,
right?
Man.
I mean, so it's this tightrope that feels like impossible to walk.
It is. Because it's the fear of the unknown, and your imagination runs wild.
And I don't know, we have this teacher shortage going on right now in New York State, and they're doing everything they can to try and remedy it, right? I can't imagine stories like this help with
that. No, of course not.
I can't imagine, people's stories of teachers they had back in the day and things that may have happened help with that. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine the suspicion that parents now, and I guess understandably so, would have against every school employee would help with that, right? So it's like this circular firing squad that just keeps getting all right, let's move on.
All right.
I'm sorry. We live in the land of plenty.
Oh, yeah, we got it all, Pat.
And in Rochester, when it comes to food, you'd be hard-pressed to find a type or style that cannot be made for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out there are some things that prohibit us freedom-loving patriots from munching on certain foods. And there are some things on this list you may want to try.
But they're banned?
Kind of.
Right.
I'll explain.
Right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Last week, we told you about the Old Toad.
Yeah.
Yep, British bar that's been open for 35 years in the East End.
Yeah.
They're putting the bar up for sale. And if you've never been, it is an authentic British experience. You walk through the door, it is an old pub.
Yeah.
Right? They have things imported from Britain in there.
We'll get you a nice pint.
There you go.
Or a nice cuppa.
And they have native food.
Oh.
Right? You can eat all British food if you want right here in our backyard. And during this discussion, we asked if there was another country that could do something like this, an authentic in-country experience that would have success here.
All right.
Someone here in the room suggested Australia.
Yeah, I was looking at a map and picking out some spots that I know we don't have here currently.
Mm. And so, in that moment, Kimmy, you looked it up and discovered that Australians, some of them eat kangaroo meat.
Yeah, apparently. That's a thing.
So here's the thing. You may be wondering why you've never had a kangaroo steak.
Yeah.
And it turns out there's a good reason.
Mm.
Kangaroo meat is kind of banned in the U.S.
Okay, so we can't import it.
So it's illegal in certain states,
right.
But because so many states made it illegal, it's really hard to get kangaroo meat here in America.
Okay.
Have either of you ever seen kangaroo meat on a menu at a restaurant?
No. I didn't know you could eat them.
Okay. No.
They're damn adorable.
You can eat anything.
Well, I mean, like,
should you eat them is the question.
I know.
So you bring up the adorability.
Yeah. Okay. They are cute.
The reason why kangaroo meat became banned in certain states was out of concern for the safety of the kangaroos. Fun fact, kangaroo leather also banned in America.
Oh, I didn't know you made leather out of it.
Neither did I.
Poor things.
But it turns out that's not the only animal banned for consumption here in the United States. Did you know? There are some parts of the world where they still eat swan.
That's got to be Asia.
I don't know. Do they have swans in Asia?
No, but they eat all the birds. But yeah, I'm sure they got swans in Asia. I say that not knowing. They're the ones with the long neck, right?
Yeah.
Man, that's got to be delicious. Man, how about a plate of deep-fried necks? You eat it like an ear of corn.
Seems like swans are everywhere.
So in most parts of the U.S., it's illegal to hunt swan.
Mm.
They're also endangered in most areas, so coming across swan meat, very, very
hard. But there are countries that eat it.
Yes, apparently there are.
All right.
Have either of you ever had abalone? Do you know what that is?
I don't know what an abalone is.
Not a clue.
Is that like a horse?
No, it looks
is it like something in a pony?
I think I'm saying it right, abalone. It looks like an oyster. It's a sea snail that's native to the coast of California, and it used to be a big-time delicacy.
No, it looks disgusting.
Oh, is that a gooey duck?
I don't know if that's a
gooey. So it's big, right?
It's kind of big, yeah. I'm seeing it in somebody's hand, and
it looks like
big.
A crank.
Yeah.
When it comes out, it looks disgusting.
Are we still talking about seafood?
Yes.
Hey, no, Tommy, it's a gooey duck. Close your eyes. Is that good? Wow, pretty delicious, huh? Careful, it'll spit on you.
I think I got the right thing, though.
It looks like you're headlining this weekend.
It looks like a big conch.
All I saw was in the shell. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're nasty looking, but people swear that they're delicious.
But it's amazing, like, somebody saw that and, like, I think I'm going to eat this.
Yeah.
So in 1997, concerns that they were going to be fishing to extinction, they banned harvesting them in California.
Okay.
There is where they could be back going again.
Mm.
And finally, if you're a Simpsons fan, you may be aware of this one, the Japanese pufferfish.
So a blowfish.
You got it.
Yeah, it's got a poison gland in it.
Bingo.
Yeah.
If the dish is prepared the wrong way, it can kill you.
Okay,
so
yeah,
people,
I'm out.
So people in Florida back early days when they moved down there used to fish for them and eat them and die. Like they couldn't figure out why in the beginning.
No kidding.
Well, nobody knew. It had this, like, you could eat them if you clean them right, but if you screw it up, you're...
Yikes.
Yeah.
So because of this, there's only one company in the entire country that's allowed to import Japanese pufferfish, which makes it almost impossible to find. So... Yeah. Of those four pretty much banned foods, kangaroo, swan, abalone, and Japanese pufferfish, which one are you guys dying to try the most? 252-WCMF.
Swan, because it'll be like chicken.
You want swan?
No,
swan's the go-to?
Yeah. No.
I would go swan and gooey duck. That's both ends of the scale. They're beautiful and completely gross.
No, wait.
But that gooey duck is like eating like clams and stuff. I like that.
Oh, okay. I'm alarmed that swan was your first choice.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that.
I would just
neck,
think a super gamey bird.
No, I think if they're done right, like have you ever had a duck?
Yeah, I've had duck.
Delicious.
No, I'm not arguing that the
goose is also delicious.
I'm not arguing that the swan wouldn't be delicious. I think I would have a hard time eating swan based on how like majestic swans are.
Yeah.
Ducks are adorable. They're all over the place.
Man, I mean, there's a thousand ducks.
Fowl,
how often do you see a swan? I've seen a thousand goose. I got no problem eating a goose. I've seen a thousand ducks. I got no problem eating a duck. You don't see swans all that often.
True.
Right?
I think I would go for it, though.
And remember that story a year and a half ago out in Syracuse where those three guys that went from here, they kidnapped a swan and tried to eat it.
Right.
And it was like they killed it.
Yeah.
It was like a beloved swan.
Yes.
And you saw how pissed people got about that.
True.
I want no part of the swan.
Kangaroo, I don't think I... that doesn't appeal to me.
Kangaroos ain't number one.
I mean, I think I would say this. If I went to a party and there was kangaroo meat on a tray, I would try it. I didn't order it, but it's just there.
It's there, okay.
Yeah.
I would order a kangaroo steak immediately if I saw it on a menu. There is something about a kangaroo. They just look delicious.
Oh, see, I think they're adorable. But then again, like, we also eat deer, which are adorable, so I guess what's the difference?
Kangaroo are like Australian deer.
No, I know.
Right, without horns. And also, you see videos of kangaroos where they're kind of dicks.
Well, they're boxing people.
Yeah.
Like, but those are drunks at bars, usually, for money.
No, but, like it kind of feels like the dick kangaroos, they're just begging you to teach them a lesson and eat them.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I would have no problem if I walked into a restaurant and kangaroo steak was on the menu making that
order. All right.
Kimmy, what's your rate number one of the four banned foods, kangaroo, swan, abalone, Japanese pufferfish? What are you going for?
I'm kind of intrigued by the fish.
The poison one?
Yes, so,
no, but you
because,
can clean them.
Yeah, only because if somebody's willing to eat something that you could die from, it must be pretty good.
So they taste like chicken. They're delicious because my mother used to deep fry them when my old man caught them.
The Japanese pufferfish.
So, well, they're called blowfish.
Okay.
And they're in Florida.
That's why your mom was into them?
Yeah, she loved them. Like, my mother had those blowfish constantly.
Yeah.
And, man, she would eat them, too. Her mouth would be full of blowfish.
But you were saying.
So my old man used to catch them, but they knew how to clean them.
If there was one man on the planet I would not trust to clean a fish that could kill me, it's your father.
Mike Mulay.
Are you out of your mind?
Bro, I had him and I lived.
But look at your face, man. Is that what happens when only a little bit of poison gets in your body? He's 5'5" and it looks like his face caught on fire and his mom put it out with a cleat.
Yeah, I mean, think of how good that would have to be, knowing, like, this is a super dangerous thing to eat, but I'm still going to eat it because it's good.
Think about the faith you're putting in another human being to know that this could kill you if they did it wrong.
Yeah.
And, like, even if the guy's an expert, everybody has a bad day.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
You just think you got to nick it and you could croak.
How long does it take for that fish to kill you or get you sick?
Oh.
That I don't know, but I knew people... There were stories of people that I told you that moved to Florida, they fished, and they didn't know about it, and you had to get to the hospital, like, worse than rattlesnake.
Because, like, here's the thing. Like, if someone ate it before me,
mm-hmm.
and I got to watch him for an hour, then maybe I'd try the Japanese pufferfish.
Now you go first?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know how long it would take.
I don't think it takes long.
Okay, good. All right, then, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. An hour.
As early as 20 minutes.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Or as late as 24 hours. So
nope,
that's
I'm out again. Now I'm back out. Because, it's going to be cold by then, right? Yeah, 252 WCMF. We're talking about off of this discussion with the old toad and, like, what authentic foreign country could come in and open up a restaurant like the old toad is for Great Britain. We have these four foods that are pretty much banned in America, hard to find. Kangaroo, abalone, which is like an oyster, a Japanese pufferfish, and swan. Kimmy, of the four that we named, which one would you be worried people would judge you the most for trying?
Oh, judge? Probably the kangaroo.
You think so?
It's hard. It would be tough for, I think, a lot of people to wrap their heads around. We're like, oh, you're going to eat that off a menu.
More than swan.
I don't think people have the same relationship with birds.
What if I'm eating like a big old swan wing, like buffalo style?
That would be... It does look
Man,
huge.
That thing is fat and juicy, bro.
Seriously.
Yeah, you got to go swan.
Would you have any concern that people would judge you for eating one of these things?
Yeah, man, who cares?
Okay, well, so you would sit down in like a stadium of people and eat a swan.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the break room, swan eating Tommy Boulay.
I get in a swan eating contest.
What does the abalone?
Abalone, I think so.
What does
I don't know.
Look like when you eat it? Because I might judge somebody. Like, now that I know what it looks like, I might judge somebody.
For eating it like a dong?
For just scooping
it
out of there.
I don't think you eat it dong style, so your mom's out. But I think they saute it.
Okay, but for the record.
You know what I mean? Like, if it'd be like calamari, how they cut it into rings.
Uh-huh.
I think that's how they do it. And I think they bread it. Too like that.
Oh, breaded dong.
By the way, it kind of looks more like a vagina than a dong.
Do you have a picture of it when it's like prepared?
Well, no, this is them cutting it open.
Okay. But if it looks like a vagina, he's out. He only wants a whole dong-shaped seafood.
So maybe I got the wrong thing, because that gooey duck thing, it's huge.
Kimmy, can you Google, is gooey duck abalone? A-B-O-L-O-N-E.
Because they pull it right out of the sand, like on the shores, like in like Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've never heard of abalone before.
People go crazy for it. So it's got to be. But you're not a seafood.
No. Bro,
like you don't eat.
No,
gooey clams?
Duck is something different. No.
Gooey duck is different
than
abalone.
It's basically a large clam.
Yeah. But it's nasty when it comes out, bro.
But abalone.
Yeah, no, I've never seen a large clam that wasn't nasty.
Yes. Abalone seems like it's something slightly different, but it still looks similar.
You don't eat raw nothing, right? You don't do
seafood? No, I won't eat any raw seafood.
So you don't do sushi?
Some sushi, but like the base.
All right.
The base sushis.
All right.
Yeah, but no, I won't. I can't do oysters. Those things are disgusting.
So, like in Florida, I don't know if you can still do it, but they some of the restaurants would serve rattlesnake meat and gator tail, and it was like chunked white meat like chicken.
I can get
and
that.
A lot of it was like deep fried.
I'm in.
It's just it's very. It tastes like dry chicken. It's okay. Nothing great. Like, I would rather have a piece of chicken. It has a little more to it.
Okay.
But people eat it, and that's two nasty-ass animals.
No, I always wondered, like, if I was a monster, because there are almost no animals I would be, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Ethically opposed to eating.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't eat a dog.
I was going to say, anything you'd consider a pet, maybe.
I wouldn't eat... So
what about a horse?
I'd eat a horse.
I could not eat a horse.
So you can get that in Canada.
Yeah,
there's places in Montreal. We went to a restaurant where it was on the menu, and I was like, man, I hope nobody, because we were sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
I was like, why somebody order this? It's going to be some big ass, delicious looking steak. They're going to want it.
You're not curious about what a horse tastes like?
Nah.
They're just begging you to eat them?
I don't know. But I know, I maybe they're delicious, but.
I don't want to find out. I don't want to like it.
Yeah, that was my fear. Yeah. Like, what if they have, like, it's like the nicest looking steak you've ever seen.
Okay, but, like, what's the difference between a horse or a cow?
I mean, veal's also terrible, too. You're right.
And I love veal. Yeah. Don't hate me for it.
Veal's the worst, and I love it. But it's, like, ethically?
Yeah, I know.
That is, like, the cruelest thing you can eat.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris just sent me a picture of what a gooey duck looks like.
It looks disgusting, right?
Yeah.
How could you eat that?
I don't know.
It looks like a big slimy dog.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How could you eat that?
I didn't see the gooey duck.
It's delicious. People, but you know, sometimes the nastiest stuff tastes the best.
By the way, no, it doesn't. Fell for that one once or twice. That's a terrible way to live, Tommy.
No, but you know it is.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Dan. Dan says, I went to Australia when I was in college. I've tried kangaroo meat. It just tastes like a really tough steak, but it wasn't bad.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, so, like if the review is not bad, I don't need to try it.
Oh, yeah, but it's also college Dan. Who knows if his palate was expanded at that age? Like... I think we also have this idea, like, we'd be more willing to try things until they're, like, laid out in front of us.
Yeah.
Right? Because we've all had that experience where it's like, hey, do you want to try some new kind of food? You go, you're excited, you see how it's prepared, and it's like,
that texture's going to bug me.
Yeah.
So would you eat shark?
Oh, I'd eat shark,
yeah. It's delicious. And they cut it like a steak. So you can grill it. It's really good.
Does it just taste like a fish?
Yeah, it's really mild.
Oh.
It's really good.
Are we allowed to eat shark?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can in Florida.
Well, no, because I thought, like, didn't some Asian countries ban?
So shark fin, which is cruel. What they do is they pull the shark out.
Okay.
They cut off its fins, throw it back in the water, and it can't defend itself. It can't move, and it just gets eaten up. So it's really bad. But shark fin, and I think it's Japan and in China, it's like, it's good for your boner.
They say it's an African.
It's like Viagra.
Yeah. Shark fin soup.
Yeah, but they serve it in all kinds of stuff. They do.
Okay, it's probably not really good.
The only thing you can't get with it is cheese.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Why is that?
You can't get a grilled shark fin cheese sandwich.
Why is that? Why is that?
Because, my friend, there ain't no cheese in China.
There ain't no cheese in China. There ain't no cheese in China. More Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Talking about these kind of banned foods here in America. Kangaroo meat, one of them. Abalone, which is like a clam off the coast of California. Swan and Japanese puffer fish. This comes in from Stacy. Stacy says, I tried turtle when I was in Europe, and I immediately regretted it. It didn't taste good. I had the face of the turtle head as soon as I took a bite, and I had to watch everyone else eat turtle.
Oh, so I think it's those sea turtles, and they used to eat them here, and then they banned it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you could get, like, turtle fin soup.
Those are, like, the cutest of the turtles, too.
Yes. But they banned all that in Florida and all that the South because they're endangered. Like, you can't mess with those turtles.
Can you Google what turtle tastes like? Because I might try turtle.
Well, you're thinking, but I think it's a sea. Can you eat other turtles?
I don't know.
Oh, so you can eat, you know, those snapping turtles?
Yeah.
You can eat those because I ate that with my dad.
What?
The snapping turtle.
Did he catch it himself?
We caught it.
Really?
We cleaned it and we ate it.
Just because your dad caught it doesn't mean you're legally allowed to eat it.
But we did eat it. Okay. I don't think, bro, it was Florida in the 70s.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, again, let's not use your father as a base for what is legal.
This sounds disgusting.
What you got?
It's a taste that falls somewhere between chicken and fish with a gamey flavor. It's those say the protein might be described as muddy, dirty, mushy, and chewy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You want to do the mom joke or should I?
I was waiting for you, you dick.
I guess it depends on how good you are at preparing it.
Okay.
But don't forget, like, think about, like, poor people 100 years ago or 200 years. They ate everything,
sure.
Man. And they had all that great Cajun food and all that great barbecue. People would turn their noses up at it, but poor people figure out how to make that stuff delicious.
Well, it is funny, one, what people think is gross versus what are delicacies. Like, for example, shrimps are bugs.
Yeah.
And like,
lobster's the same thing.
Yeah, right? It's bugs, right? Like, shrimps is bugs. Yeah. But, like, you go into a restaurant and shrimp and lobster is the most expensive right. thing on the menu, but you hear something like turtle, and I understand why ethically you wouldn't want to eat a sea turtle, yeah. but ew, I don't want it. It's a turtle. Secondly, we've talked about this before, shrimp and lobster used to be the least expensive food you could buy.
Yeah.
They would serve lobsters to prisoners in New England in the 18 and early 1900s, and all of a sudden, it just became this delicacy.
Yeah.
Like, why all of a sudden did we decide, like, this thing?
Good marketing.
I guess?
Yeah.
All the prisoners got out and told their rich friends about it?
Yeah, right, what would you get for a last meal if you get lobster every day?
Gooey duck.
There you go.
Oh.
They throw it at you.
It seems maybe whoever named this thing got it very wrong.
So what happened?
Well, it's got two names.
All right.
It's got two names. And in this incident in Canandaigua earlier this week, it did neither of those things.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Earlier this week, Canandaigua firefighters were called to the city pier for an emergency incident.
So they're out in the docks.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, what happened?
Something had fallen through the frozen ice.
Oh, my God.
Now, the good news, the people that were in it got away safe.
Okay.
And the fire department had to remove the thing from the ice to make sure everything was okay.
So, but they were on the ice.
Yeah, they were on the ice.
This thing.
And they got it out of the ice. Everything is cool. What fell through the ice in Canandaigua was an ice boat.
An ice boat?
Do either of you know what an ice boat is?
I've never heard of an ice boat.
So neither had I. I am unaware of what an ice
boat
is.
Not a clue. And you think, like, being, like, living where we live, if this was a common thing, we would know.
Is it that thing that they you see on TV that goes across the ice like a sailboat?
This almost looks like a rowboat, but it says ice boat.
So how do you row through the ice?
I don't know. And by the way, I say it looks like a rowboat. There's just a stick sticking out of it while it's on its side.
Damn.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you call something an ice boat and it falls through the ice and then doesn't float, I couldn't think of a worse name to call something.
Yeah, you really failed at all areas of ice boating.
Literally both things it did not do.
Yes.
It did not stay on the ice,
yeah.
And then when it went through the ice, it was no longer a boat.
Yeah, it sunk, right?
What is an ice boat for if it doesn't work on the ice, nor will it float in the water? 252-WCMF, 252-9263, what the hell are we missing here?
Because I can't even wrap my head around how it works.
Not well, this one, apparently.
So is it not really officially an ice boat? They just call it an ice boat because it's kind of like a clunker of a boat? You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, does it sit on top of the ice?
I know.
How do you row it?
Okay, here's what I got here. You ready? It says an ice boat is a sailing craft that uses metal runners to glide across the frozen water. It's also known as an ice yacht. They are wind powered.
That's the one I'm talking about. Okay. It has the sails and stuff.
You were right. You nailed it.
They haul ass.
I didn't see a sail. It must have been underwater.
But they really go fast when they get going.
Okay.
And they look super as dangerous. But okay.
Wait, what the hell is this for?
Are these things super expensive? Or are they?
It was on Canandaigua Lake.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a.
I know. I'm just wondering, like, if it's a rich guy hobby.
Yes.
If this is something you could just kind of build yourself. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to build it yourself, but it looks like it goes super fast, and it isn't like you're going to go fishing or pleasure boating with it. It's like you put the sails up and it rockets along.
No, he's nailing it. I mean, this looks like the most pointless rich guy hobby I've ever seen in my life.
It's like one guy sits in it, and he's like working. And he's like pulleys.
I'm looking at it right now.
I mean, it's. It's pretty badass.
No, it's not. What is wrong with you? Why would you want to do this?
No, but it looks badass.
No,
But you're not a boating person.
No, I also... Well, neither is this person. The ice boat fell through the ice. It was not a boat.
But that's a rich guy thing. That's a pointless boat, to your point.
Okay, so there you go. Like, this is just someone with too much money that ended up going through the ice. And then
the
fire
fast,
fire department had to get their ice boat out of the ice. Like, that's the other thing, too. Like, how about the fire department? Like, okay, the guy's safe, and now we got to get his effing. Can you Google? I'm sorry, Kimmy, you were going to say something?
No, I was going to say, you would think they'd build these things for, you know, in case the ice breaks to float, right?
Well, they're working on that technology.
Seems like it could be a common occurrence.
Can you Google what my in the door, in the hobby price is for an ice boat?
10G.
No.
Well, any boat. Well, first of all, boats
are expensive. It's not a boat. It didn't float. It went underwater.
A semi-boat. But boats are expensive anyway. Anything marine is expensive. Goddamn jet skis are 15G.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. A brand new jet ski?
You're shopping in the wrong spot. Who buys? Nobody ever buys a brand new jet ski.
Brand new jet ski.
I don't know where brand new jet skis come from, because everyone I ever known has bought a used jet ski.
The marina?
No, I'm saying.
Yeah, but you had busted West Side jet skis. You had like a winter beater jet ski.
Yeah, but when those things go through the ice, they actually float. Yes. Unlike the ice boat.
All right, so I say an ice boat costs 10G.
What are you, JFK now?
I say.
Who probably had an ice boat?
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing a range here, so I don't know if it's at least a couple $1,000.
All right, so I'm in the door for like $4,000.
So I don't know if these are new or used.
BJ one.
BJ's ice boat?
So it says the Skeeter. I don't know if that's normal.
That's mom. That'll cost you $10 a night.
Says the Skeeter.
What the F, man?
I have no idea what the Skeeter is, but it says the Skeeter alone is $6,000.
Okay.
So I don't know what part of this process the Skeeter is.
All right, I'm Googling Skeeter.
Yeah. Skeeter, so is that the boat
Skeeter
in sail?
For ice boat?
It looks like it's just a boat.
So you don't get the sail?
No, I'm saying it's everything. The boat is the Skeeter. I could be wrong. I don't know. Yeah, I can get it for $6,000. You want to go in an ice boat?
No.
Okay, are you ready for this?
What?
Ice boats can reach over 140 miles an hour.
That means the wind would have to be going that fast.
Thank you, doctor.
They don't go that fast.
It said they can reach. I just said.
There's no way, because you couldn't be anywhere where the wind is 100.
Oh, my God.
That's a storm. You'd be dead.
I literally just said they can reach 140 miles an hour. You go, yeah, but it's got to be pretty windy. It's like saying my car can go 120. Yeah, but you got to have gasoline in the tank.
Bro, you know what I can do in the right weather?
What?
You can do 140. My trash can do 160. Set a world record because you couldn't be in it. 140. What are you, Don Garlits of the ice world?
252 WCMF. Again, we were very confused by this headline. An ice boat broke through the ice in Canandaigua and had to be taken out by the fire department. We figured it's called an ice boat. It fell through the ice and it didn't float, so it was the stupidest name thing ever. Now it looks like a unmotorized ice go-kart powered by the wind.
Yeah, sail.
All right, so we got two Mikes that want to talk about ice boats. Apparently, if your name is Mike, you know a lot. Let's start with Mike number one. Hey, Mike one, how are you, buddy?
Hey, it's Foundry Mike, if you remember.
Hey, sure.
My grandfather and great-grandfather built an ice boat. It's like a sailboat. It's got one ski in the front, two skis in the back, and you can really rip on the bays around here. They had it down on Port Bay. My grandmother almost lost half of her face because they're hauling ass across the bay, and they hit some honeycomb ice where it's all broken up on the surface and flipped, and they slid through that ice, and my grandmother's face was all torn up. She went back home to her father's, and they're dating at the time, and her father said, "You can't date that whatever boy."
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. Why would you tell us that story, Mike?
But the thing is, though, I didn't even know my grandparents had that ice boat in their barn until after my grandfather passed.
Wait, he kept a boat?
Well, yeah, it's got half his wife's face on it. All right, so, Mike, did you sell it? Like, did you get money for it? What happened?
Yes, yeah. That sold in the estate sale.
So what did it go for? Do you remember?
I have no clue. That
might have some grandma's cheeks. God damn, man.
All right.
It was cool as
though. Whoa! Mikey.
Language. Yeah,
sorry. All right, Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Ripped off of a grandma's face. Pretty cool. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to our second ice boat expert named Mike. Mike 2. Mikey, how's it going, buddy?
Good. It's killing me. There was one on Craigslist for free back in November in Middlesex, which is down there at Canandaigua. And they said, needs help, will not work without work done on it. It was a free ice boat. I guarantee you it was this boat, some jerk off, just put it on the ice without doing anything on it.
God damn it.
Man, these mics get really upset about ice boats.
Probably no, got I was a dead granny my face rear end off. I'm like, I know it's the same boat.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. All right. So what did we learn?
Well, we learned about ice boats.
We did do that.
How fast they can do 100, what'd you say, 40?
It said can do 140
miles an hour.
Yeah. And if you want to marry off your daughter, keep her out of an ice boat,
because yes,
she could lose half her face.